The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina, you've heard me talking about them quite a bit. They're an organization that serves as a liaison between the owners of small businesses and state government seeking solutions and good government's policies, all supported by small businesses. You've also heard me talking about the great job that the Oconee County Republican Men's Club is doing. It's a wonderful organization with the purpose of educating, training, providing information to people in that Oconee County area about issues that affect them at all levels of government. Well, I'm happy to say that on our guest line this morning, I have both the founder of the Mom and Pop Alliance, Diane Hardy, and the man who keeps things going with the Republican Men's Club, Jose Cabrera, on our guest line. I want to welcome both of you this morning as we are headed down the stretch to November the 8th and our elections on that day. A quick reminder, early voting has started in South Carolina. If you're not quite sure where to vote, just text the keyword vote to 877-235-9405. Diane, Jose, welcome in this morning.
Thank you, Joey. Thanks for having us.
No. Diane, let's start with you. You and I have talked a number of times in the past. You have worked so hard educating people about ESGs, which is a social scoring system designed to measure compliance on three left-leaning interests: environmental, social justice, and governance. You're going to be talking to the Oconee County Republicans Men Club tomorrow night. What a great opportunity for the people in Oconee County to hear about this firsthand. Thank you for what you do. You work tirelessly for this. Talk with us a minute, Diane, about ESGs.
Yes. Well, like you said, they are kind of like a social credit score. It's kind of like a FICO score that right now is being placed on just pretty much large corporations. You can look up the ESG score of almost any large company. And if they have a low ESG score, they can have potential crushing consequences for the company. So it's in their best interest to have an ESG, a high ESG score, i.e. carry out these left-leaning causes. But what the plan is down the road, they would like to have an ESG score on vendors and their customers. So that would pretty much impact everybody. So right now it's just the corporations, but and they look at things like that's why we're seeing all this diversity, equity, inclusion, all the sustainability, climate change, climate justice. Those are the things that they measure a lot of other things too. And it's completely arbitrary that what they measure can change over time.
Yep. Jose, you have done a fabulous job of pulling things together. You got a great group there with the Oconee County Republican Men's Organization. Talk with us about your club and give us some examples of the types of speakers that you have. And I think you meet every third Thursday. Is that correct?
So we meet the fourth Thursday of the month. Our meetings are at the Lighthouse Event Center. And we started in February, and we had Mike Quenshaw, which is Oconee County Sheriff. Then we have Thomas Alexander, who is the President of the South Carolina Senate. We have Sam McDonald from Convention of States, Drew McKissick from Chairman of the South Carolina GOP, spoke to us as well in May. And in September, we have last month, we have Alan Wilson, our Attorney General in South Carolina. And now we are honored to have Diane Hardy, because our members need to know what's going on. Most of what's happening in this country is going under the radar. And most of our members don't even know what ESG is and what's about, and have no clue how it's going to impact them.
Yep. Well, it's going to be an eye-opener, I can tell you for sure. Diane is a fabulous speaker, and you've your members are in for a treat. And Jose, I just really applaud you for what you've done over there, because, you know, it's so easy for us to sit back and complain about what's happening, but you've actually you've sort of taken this, run with it, and you put together a great forum for people. And it's not just men. I mean, I know it's called the Oconee County Republican Men's Club, but you guys, you do let the ladies come in too, right?
Correct. We have associate members, the ladies are associate members, and like, you know, the men, like me, we are associate members of the ladies' club that meets on the second Thursday for lunch. So you have two opportunities to have a great meeting and listen to a great speaker. But, you know, I mean, I was blessed to work with 11 other people that, you know, in essence, you know, thought of the need to, you know, bring our Republicans together and to learn about important topics, because we want them to get involved in the political process and make a difference. And every meeting we have had members that have done so.
Right, right. Diane, let's talk back on ESGs. And again, this is a topic that you're passionate for. The Mom and Pop Alliance of South Carolina, just you've created a great organization here, something very much needed. When people ask you about ESGs, what do you tell them when in relationship to how it affects each individual person? How does it affect me as a consumer?
Well, you're already seeing it with increased gas prices, because as they would like to raise what they call the green premium, they want to raise energy costs so green energy is more attractive. So all of us are experiencing that. We're also going to be seeing it in inflation with the Inflation Reduction Act, which is largely for climate initiatives. So that affects everybody. But then small businesses will also be impacted down the road, because they are a vendor of these corporations, so they need these corporations sometimes to operate their business. So in the end goal of it is to usher in stakeholder capitalism, which is a form of collectivist capitalism. And the thing with ESG is there's no quick elevator speech about it. That's why the talk is, you know, it is, I get it in really easy, simple terms, and I'm constantly updating the talk, because there is news coming out now about ESG every day. Last year when I was talking about this, nobody was even considering it. Nobody even knew the word. Now it's starting to catch on with what happened to Elon Musk and others. So it's starting to gain some awareness. But for me, I have to constantly update my PowerPoint, because there is a lot happening in this space right now.
Yeah, yeah. Diane Hardy, again, founder of the Mom and Pop Alliance. If you are a small business owner, or even if you're not, if you just support small business, you can become a member of the Mom and Pop Alliance. Just go to momandpopalliance.org. Support the work that Diane and her organization is doing around the state. And if you're in the Oconee County area, or even the fringe areas, Jose would love to have you come out and join them at the Oconee County Republican Men's Club. They meet at the Lighthouse Event Center there at Lake Kiawee. Again, the fourth Thursday of each month. Jose, if someone is interested in knowing about how to attend and all, what's the best way to reach you?
Well, if you want to listen to Diane Hardy, they can send an email to events@ocrmsesc.org. events@ocrmsesc.org. They can reach me directly in my email, jlcabreraC7@gmail.com.
Yep. And again, you guys meet monthly. So let me encourage you, if you're in that Oconee County area or close enough, it's a nice drive there, to become involved in the Oconee County Republican Men's Club. Jose, thank you again for making this possible, and the great team that you put together there in Oconee County. Diane, as always, thank you for all that you do. I know you're a business owner yourself. You stay busy, but you take time to help other businesses around the state through your work with Mom and Pop Alliance. Again, go to momandpopalliance.org, become a member today. Thank you both for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jerry. Thanks for having
me. Bye-bye. Sure thing.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
the explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.